Hi, Michael Griffiths here from Referral Marketing Guru. Great to have you along on this Get More Referrals Today podcast. Today we're going to explore 7 activities that you could do with your network right now to get more front of mind. So why do you want to be front of mind? Well, as I continuously say, I think there's a pretty simple equation. The more front of mind you are, the more engaging you are, means the more opportunities your network will find for you. So if you're someone who's going out there and going, I'd love to be able to get referrals from my network, I'd love to be able to get my network to give me opportunities, but you're not actually doing anything back for your network, well, you're just hoping that your network will pass you things with nothing in return. We know that that doesn't happen. We know it's about creating win-wins. We know it's about being able to give and get. We know it's about being able to provide opportunities just as much as it is being able to take opportunities. So with that way of thinking, it's important that you continuously be front of mind through giving and helping your network at the same time. So again, why do you want to be front of mind? Well, the more front of mind you are, the more that your network is remembering you, remembering what you are doing, remembering what you provide. So therefore, if they happen to be speaking to somebody who needed that product or service that you offer, they're more than likely to actually pass that person on to you. They can't pass that person on to you if you have been forgotten. So I go that you're generally forgotten within 45 days. You've got to remember how busy your life is. Well, that's no different to everyone else's life in your network. So if they're leading busy lives, if they're getting caught up in their own world, well, they're not remembering all the things that you do to be able to share that with other people that they come across, unless you stay front of mind. So the more front of mind you are, the more likely it is that they will remember you. So being front of mind results in being engaging with your network. Don't just be front of mind going, well, because Michael said I've got to be front of mind to my network, so therefore you're going to do these activities just for the sake of it. It's about really being engaging with your network. It's about being able to explore different opportunities with them. It's about being inquisitive and asking questions so that you can work out where are the wins for both parties. It's about actually caring about them being successful. So when we go be engaging with your network, they're all the things that we're talking about that you need to be thinking of at the same time. So here are 7 things that you could do. And if you just did these 7 things, do one a day for the next 30 odd days, you're going to see some huge momentum in terms of more opportunities being created by your network because you're more front of mind and you're more engaging with the people in your network. Therefore, they're going to remember you. They actually like and trust. They think that you're credible, and therefore they're going to open their mouth to tell other people about you. That's the end game. That's what you want to take place. So the first thing you can do, which is just so simple, like, share, comment on their social media posts. So when you go onto social media, it doesn't matter what platform. Are you just going on there to post yourself? Are you just going on there purely just to look and, I suppose, as I call it, be a sticky beak? Or are you going on there with an actual plan of being engaging in front of one of your network? So every time that you see someone in your network who posts things, can you like it? Can you share it? Can you comment on it? So therefore their post gets a little bit more exposure into your network at the same time. So maybe make yourself a rule when you pop on to Facebook, find 5 business pages to share. When you pop onto LinkedIn, find a handful of posts or articles to share. When you pop onto Google+, find a couple of posts to be able to comment and share on. When you pop onto Twitter, retweet it. There's on all the platforms, there are different ways that you can be engaging that helps that particular person get a little bit more out into a few more networks, and at the same time, they're automatically thinking, gee, I really appreciate what that person has done for me. So there's the first activity. Second activity, invite people to go to places that you're going to. If you've got a social event on, can you invite anybody? If you've got a networking event on, can you invite anybody? A breakfast, a lunch, a dinner, can you invite anybody? Don't go to things by yourself. Okay, even if you invite 5 people and none of them can make it, well, that's fine. It's the act of inviting that is just so powerful. So have a look at what you're going to attend and make sure that you're inviting people to attend that also from your network. Real simple one I talk about all the time because it's just, again, I think this is the easiest thing to do. Connect one person in your network with another person in your network. Okay, so bring somebody in your network that doesn't know person B and connect them together. Okay, connect people where you can see that there could be good synergies that can help both of those out. Because as soon as you connect two people together, all of a sudden now, you're a master connector. You're the hub. So people then see you in a completely different light. People are constantly remembering you. People are trying to find who can they connect back to you. Okay, so always try to connect one person in your network with another person in your network. How can you announce and promote someone or something that's happening by somebody in your network? Okay, someone might be running a workshop, a seminar, they might have an event on, a sale on. How can you announce it? How can you promote it amongst other people in your network for them? Okay, they might have a charity event that they're sponsoring. They might have, it doesn't really matter what it is. Okay, it doesn't even have to be business orientated. It might be something in their personal life. But how can you announce and promote things of people in your network who have got things that are going on? How can you collaborate with someone in your network? If you think of your network, how many people have exactly the same target audience that you have where you might be able to do a workshop, a seminar, a cross promotion, a webinar, a teleconference, you might be able to interview each other. Okay? Think about how can you collaborate with people in your network and do something jointly so that you both can benefit from it. How can you do a cross promotion with someone in your network? So a cross promotion is purely, hey, person A, can you do this for me? And person A says, person B, can you do this for me? So it might be sending out an email. It might be sharing something on social media. It might be doing some sort of event together. But again, don't go looking for all these other people out there when your network is already full of people that you can do cross promotions with. And the final thing is, who in your network right now can you horn to? So who can you tell everybody else in your network about what a great job a particular person's doing? How do you feel when someone goes and tells everybody what a great job you're doing? Well, why wouldn't we do that for other people also? Because obviously, of course it makes us feel good and feel great. So we've got like, comment, share on posts, activity one. We've got inviting, activity two. We've got connecting our networks together, activity three. We've got announcing and promoting, activity four. We've got collaboration, doing joint ventures with people. Activity five, we've got doing cross promotions with people in our network. Activity six, and we've got making a big deal and horn-tooting people in our network. Activity seven. Seven so simple activities that, again, it's about staying front of mind. The more front of mind you are, the more your network will speak to their networks about you, and therefore more opportunities are created. Whether that opportunity is coming in the form of sales, partnerships, or doors being opened, all three of them are so valuable for you. So make a little plan. What activities are you going to do over the next 30 days so that you're doing at least one of those seven activities every single day? Takes you all of a couple of minutes. But trust me, in the end, it is definitely worth it. Hopefully that's been really helpful. Great to have you on this Get More Referrals Today podcast today. You can always see more of what we're doing at referralmarketingguru.com.au. Join in our social media communities. Make sure you jump on our blogs. Plenty of great things there. Love for you to connect with me on LinkedIn. You can get to my LinkedIn profile off our website. So always join us at www.referralmarketingguru.com.au. And until next time, look forward to speaking to you soon.